The officers were also special, and except for company commander Sobel, universally respected. "We couldn't believe that people like Winters, Matheson, Nixon, and others existed," Private Rader remembered. "These were first-class people. And to think these men would care and share their time and efforts with us seemed a miracle. They taught us to trust." "Winters," Rader went on, "turned our lives around. He was openly friendly, genuinely interested in us and our physical training. He was almost shy. He wouldn't say shit if he stepped in it." Gordon said that if a man called out, "Hey, Lieutenant, you got a date tonight?" Winters would turn beet red. Matheson, who was soon moved up to battalion staff as adjutant, and who eventually became a regular Army major general, was the most military-minded of the young officers. Hester was fatherly, Nixon flamboyant. Winters was none of these, nor was he humorous or obstinate. Nor at any time did Dick Winters pretend to be God, nor at any time did he act other than a man, according to Rader. He was an officer who got the men to perform because he expected nothing but the best. And you liked him so much you just hated to let him down. He was and is all but worshipped by the men of E Company. Second Lieutenant Winters had one major continuing problem. First Lieutenant, soon promoted to Captain, Sobel. The CO was fairly tall, slim in build, with a full head of black hair. His eyes were slits, his nose large and hooked. His face was long and his chin receded. He had been a clothing salesman and knew nothing of the out-of-doors. He was ungainly, uncoordinated, in no way an athlete. Every man in the company was in better physical condition. His mannerisms were funny. He talked different. He exuded arrogance. Sobel was a petty tyrant, put into a position in which he had absolute power. If he did not like a man, for whatever reason, he would flunk him out for the least infraction, real or imagined. There was a cruelty to the man. On Saturday morning inspections, he would go down the line, stop in front of a man who had displeased him in some way, and mark him down for dirty ears. After denying three or four men their weekend passes on those grounds, he would shift to dirty stacking swivels and keep another half dozen or so in barracks for that reason.